But 2 weeks out from the Olympics, and once upon a time, you may remember this, the Olympics were for amateur sports only. And so Olympic boxing, and particularly basketball, might have been entertaining at the Olympics, but it hardly attracted the best in the world. Then the Olympics allowed players from the NBA to play for their countries of origin, and the Dream Team was born, an all-star American team of NBA legends up against the best in the world, and let's be charitable, they obliterated the competition, they hauled away gold. It all began 20 years ago. And while the original Dream Teams were unstoppable American juggernauts, subsequent NBA Olympians have not fared so well, and NBA players recruited from other countries have come to lead their own teams to Olympic medals. Now, NBA Commissioner David Stern has been hinting that this 20th year of Dream Teams at the Olympics may be the last. It's possible that future Olympic basketball teams will have an age limit, age 23, for instance, and will mostly be unknowns or college players. Joining us now is Jack McCollum, Sports Illustrated writer and author of Dream Team. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
What do you make of this 20-year era for basketball and also for the Olympic movement?
I think David Stern sees it as us being the United States, getting all we possibly could out of that. A couple of things are happening. Monetarily, the Olympics were never a boon for us, as a country, as a league, the NBA. Number two, David Stern is fielding a lot of complaints from individual owners of franchises saying, what do I want to send my star assets over there? They play an 82-game season. Then they play the playoffs. What do I want to send, Dirk Nowitzki to compete for Germany? I'm not getting enough out of it. And I think he sees it more as like a Euro Cup or World Cup. We saw the attention on soccer that just happened with the Euro Cup, which is nowhere near as big as the World Cup, and I think he sees that type of, quote, business model as something that would be better in the long run for the NBA.
And does the Olympic movement, would they miss the NBA players going away? Does the Olympic movement need this Dream Team business?
John, I really don't. As much as I, just wrote an entire book about how great that original Dream Team was and what it did for basketball, because it really sparked and interest all over the place. Really, still, in the year 2012, the Olympic focus, and I think this is good, is on swimming. It's still on gymnastics. It's still on what the rest of the world calls athletics, track and field. And there's a lot of attention with, is Kobe Bryant and Kevin Durant and LeBron going to win the gold? It really isn't like that in other countries. And to a certain extent, I do not think the Olympics would miss all that much basketball, and it'd be interesting to see if the interest could be generated by another type of World Cup tournament, and I think that's what Stern thinks also.
Jack, it sounds like you're telling me you're not a big fan of the equestrian events at the Olympics. Is that a fact?
Well, I'm going in London, and honestly, beside the Dream Team, I've been over to the rest of the Olympics. I would rather go and watch Usain Bolt in the 100-meter dash. I just think you see enough basketball during the year. And while, equestrian's not going to take over, I do think the focus of the Olympics should be track and field, swimming and gymnastics, those type of things that we don't see during the season. And I really think that's what's going to happen, because when David Stern hints at something, trust me, there's more than a trial balloon being thrown up.
Talking with Jack McCollum, Sports Illustrated writer and author of Dream Team. In terms of basketball, the Dream Teams did create a kind of team spirit in the NBA that I think is hard to imagine today with the teams that we have in the championships just now. But if we think back to those Dream Teams, it really created a team spirit in the NBA that lasted for quite a long time.
Well, I think what it did more, it was strange. In 1992, we went over there, and the biggest effect seemed to be, we didn't see it at the time, at least I wasn't smart enough to see it, was that it really created a kind of model for the other teams. I mean, the other countries really grew as much as the NBA did. They sort of looked at it, and they got the coaching improved. Clinics started going over there, and the world, if they didn't quite what you'd call catch up to the United States, the biggest impact of the Dream Team was actually international, in that it created this kind of model for teams to follow And by the time we got to the 2002 World Championships, a decade after the Olympics, the United States sent a team that finished in sixth place. And by the time 2004 in Athens, we didn't do any better than the bronze medal. So there was a large impact internationally from the Dream Team.
And many of those commercial opportunities for basketball players are benefiting NBA players who may not be able to make it constantly in the NBA in the United States, but can play professionally overseas in some of these other leagues that now have reached the point where it's a level of competition, a level of compensation that can attract the best college players in the United States.
Sure. It's another outlet for them. And, you know, we have to remember, I think, as we go into 2012, how much tougher it is for, you know, the LeBron Jameses and Kevin Durants and Kobe Bryants to win a gold medal, whereas the level of expectation from the average fan in the United States is still the same. Hey, we should win the gold medal. We invented basketball. You have to understand they're playing against other NBA players. Spain, they're no longer going against, say, the top guys in Spain. They're going against guys that play for the Lakers during the season. That's a fundamental difference.
And it makes it fun to watch if sometimes a little lopsided the games. Jack McCallum, before we go, if David Stern does this, will basketball go the way of boxing in the sense that the amateur boxing in the Olympics is now completely divorced and, you know, they don't overlap in any way whatsoever with the professional boxing world as chaotic as it is?
I don't think it'll happen that way because you mentioned the key word, chaotic. The structure of boxing is so haphazard and ridiculous all around the world, and it's such a, you know, a non-quote governed sport that even if we send our under 23 guys, if we send people that we don't know, it's not going to be the same thing. Plus the fact that the people we still will be sending to the Olympics will be college players. And over here, there's a lot of attention given to big-time college basketball. So I think no matter what happens, we're still going to be sending, you know, quote, known players over there.
Well, I'm jealous of you going there to London for the Olympics, Jack McCallum. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jack McCallum is Sports Illustrated writer and author of The Dream Team.